You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the benefits of hiring a coach. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, and today I wanted to talk about the importance of hiring a coach, in particular when you want to accomplish something in your business. So let me explain where I'm coming from here. I just want to share with you something I've been working on over the last about 8 weeks or so, I think maybe. And I had decided, obviously, with this podcast, I speak for a living. Part of what I do in my business is speaking. And I have had for actually quite a few years now, one of the things on my bucket list, as it were, was to do a TED Talk. And I know that there is a certain way to do a TED Talk, actually, that can be very effective. And so I decided to hire someone to actually help me in that process. And I know that there are actually free ways that you do. There's lots of resources out there online. And I also know the benefits of being in not only hiring a coach and working with a coach, but also being part of a group, in a group coaching setting. That's the word I'm looking for. There we go. Group coaching setting. And that's what this program was. So I was in a program that was actually run by Adam Markell. Shout out to Adam. And his program is called Get TED Ready. And what it is he brings together a group of people, small group of people. I think there's 10 of us in this group coaching program. And over the course of several weeks, he gave us instruction. We would meet once a week and giving us pointers on how to be able to craft our talk and the importance of developing an overall theme to it. And then working on the delivery part of it. So what he shared was awesome. So that gave me the foundation to be able to start writing a script. And I actually used my book, Live, Love, Engage, as part of the meat of it, because I talk in my TED Talk, I talk about the love method, which I write about. And I wanted to be able to use that in this talk. So that was great. I mean, having the support of a mentor who has done his own TED Talk, so he knows from where he speaks. And that is important. Actually, this is an important point. When you are hiring a coach to help you accomplish something, do vet them and make sure that they have accomplished something that will demonstrate that they have that expertise and whatever it is that you want to learn. So for instance, I offer coaching. However, I don't say that I'm going to guarantee that you can make six figures. I can't say that because I'm going to be honest with you. I have not generated six figures in my business yet. When I do, then I will be able to say that I can also give you some pointers on how to do that. But for now, I'm not going to do that because I want to be in integrity with myself and with my potential clients. So anyway, I knew that Adam had done TED Talk. And so he has the chops. He's got the credibility that I could hire him. Not to mention, I also knew one of his former clients who also worked on a TED Talk, and she recommended him highly to me. So that's another tip. Tip number two is to see if someone in your circle, someone you know, can refer you. And so when you're searching out a coach and ask your network, say, hey, do you know anybody who has expertise in this particular area? And that way, then you can feel more confident about hiring that person. So those were a couple of things that were checked off right there. But the third benefit of being in this coaching program was the fact that we all were crafting our messages together. And what Adam did was assign us an accountability buddy. And this person was really great because we would get together at least like once a week in between our classes, and we would help each other out with our talks. We would read parts of them, or maybe even the entire thing as we got closer to the end and we had it finished, and then get their feedback, get their constructive feedback, and letting us know, you know, this worked for me or this didn't work for me. And I'm telling you, in that process of meeting, not only meeting one-on-one, but then they also would have weekly group, not only our main coaching call each week, but then we also had something called office hours on Friday, where we could also go in and get some more feedback on our talks. I got the most tremendous feedback, and it helped me to be able to craft my talk better. I was able to cut things out or add some different words, or to be able to come up with a different point of view. And for instance, in part of my talk, I wanted to be able to appeal to people who maybe don't come from a religious background, or religion isn't particularly important for them. Maybe they're atheist or something, but I wanted to still be able to get my point across that spirituality is important to me, but not impose my views on them. And so I was able to come up with some language that worked for that. In fact, I went back to that specific person who had given me that feedback, and she was like, yes, that was better. So being able to get together in a group session, having feedback, masterminding in a sense, masterminding with other people and getting their feedback on what works and what doesn't was tremendous, because it really did help me to create the best possible talk that I could. At that time, and I actually did perform it. We had a mini TED event where we all got to go through our TED Talks, and it was tremendously scary for me, which is really interesting. I was very nervous, and I'm normally not that nervous speaking, but I think it was, as somebody said, they knew that this message was really important to me, And I wanted to do it really well, but unfortunately I lost my place a couple of times, but I was able to pull it back, and I was able to, come back and pick up where I left off. And again, that was helpful because I was surrounded in a loving environment where people really cared about what I did, and they, gave me props for being able to pick up even when I had stumbled a little bit there. And that's an important part of being in a good coaching, group coaching environment. And that really stems from the coach, the leader, the leader who selects the people to be in that group, so that that person brings together a group of people who are going to be caring and supportive, because that's what we all want. We all want to be helped. We come to a group coaching situation looking for support, knowledge, and enlightenment, and to be able to be in a surrounding where people are there that have your back, that care, and they want to help you do the best because they know that you are going to do the same for them. So that's the point I wanted to make today about that. And it's really why I am, again, it's why I'm also passionate about coaching others as well, because I've been the benefit of, or seen the benefit, I should say, of being in masterminds, in group coaching programs that work and that are supportive and are led by caring people and that have other caring members in the organization. And it makes a world of difference. And so I'm letting you know right now that I am planning to launch my own mastermind later this year. You're going to start hearing more about this from me soon, but I'm initially going to be doing a 5-day challenge on Facebook, and then I'm going to enroll people in a course, and then from the course to work with me for a full year. And the course is actually going to be based on my book, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. Because I do believe that I was given this information for a reason, and it was given to me for me, first of all, to learn and to master for myself and to share it with the world. And so if you have not picked up a copy of the book yet, I hope encourage you actually to do that. Go to Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. You can get it there. You can read more about the book actually on my website. If you go to gloriarand.com /book, you'll see it, or just go to my website. You'll find that the tab is up at the top in the menu section. And I would really love it if you would read it and then let me know what you think about it. I think that would be awesome. And if I can be of support to you in helping you to perhaps, you know, improve your confidence or maybe help you in some area of your business, I would love to do that too. And you can schedule a free appointment with me. There's no obligation. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. But if you go to engagewithgloria.com, that's engagewithgloria.com. And you will be able to set up an appointment with me. And I would love to be able to talk with you. Let's see, anything else I want to mention about all of that? I think that's about it. So I think that's going to do it for this edition of Live, Love, Engage. And I know the other thing I was going to say is I will have all those links in the show notes. So if you are listening on Apple or Google Play or Spreaker, Stitcher, all of those wonderful podcast platforms that we are on, you'll be able to get that information there in the show notes, or you can just go to liveloveengagepodcast.com and get that as well. So until next time, we will have, don't forget Fridays, every Friday I do an interview and we'll have a wonderful guest on the program. So until then, I am Gloria Grace Rand, encouraging you all to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.